Hello guys, how are you doing? Welcome to the Make Money Team Podcast, the 5 minutes action journal, and it's the new calendar series. Yeah, it's action day number 182, and it's recording day number 213. I've been really glad to really be on this set recently. I've been so glad because seriously, I've been trying to push myself up through and being choked up with so many things I do. I tell you that, like, I don't just have one brand. I have tons of brands. So because I have tons of brands, I sometimes get choked up in the work, and I my brain always work in a sequence. My brain, that's how my own brain works. I don't know about some other people's brain, but my own brain works in a sequence. So my brain picks up the first thing, then picks up the next thing. After that, like, it wants to work like that. It wants to see what is it going to do next. Then after that, what am I going to do next? Then after that, what am I going to do next? Like, that's the way my brain works. So because I know the way my brain works, sometimes when I try to choke up things around me, it becomes so overwhelming. So it makes me not take action. Now, first of all, what am I trying to talk about here now? I'm trying to make you understand why you need to, first of all, understand how you work. How does your brain work? How do you actually get your own job done? I don't know. Maybe some people could actually multitask, do 3, 4, 5 things, 10 things together. Mine doesn't work like that. I have to know what I'm doing first, and I have to know what I'm doing next. I have to know why I'm doing this next. And sometimes when it all comes around me, I become overwhelmed. Now, that's the truth. That's how things work for me. But I don't know how it's going to work for you. But one big advice I'm going to be advising you today is, no matter what you do, no matter what you do, always give the availability of what a break for yourself. Always make yourself understand that, okay, fine, I can be able to take a deep breath in and breathe out and say, okay, fine, I'm going to actually rearrange this stuff. Till you find the way your brain work, don't quit it. Don't let the frustration get to you. Like, sometimes I get so choked up that I really don't know what to do at that next moment. I become so taken off, and sometimes I really just feel it would all end. I feel this stress is so much. It's so much, and sometimes 5 minutes a day becomes a big deal for me. 5 minutes a day, because not that I cannot talk for the 5 minutes a day, but because my brain is not settled enough to be able to talk for 5 minutes a day. So it becomes so intense on me. So I sometimes I just feel, okay, fine, I am so tired of this stuff. I just feel I should just quit. Creativity becomes a problem for me, because why? I become so choked up. But what I do is what I'm telling you. I take a deep breath in and I give myself a break. I can give myself a week break, I give myself 2 weeks break, depending on how long my break would deserve. But I do not take a break as a reason to quit. Now, sometimes in between the break, I keep on fighting myself to get myself back on track. Now, I try to know my problem. I know my problem is because my brain works in sequence. Now, I know that, so many things are choking me. I have always known that. So, what do? I try to step back and I look at all the things that I need to do, or actually needs to come one after the other. So I look at those things and I break them down. Then I say, okay, fine, which is the most important for me to do? Which do I start with first? And I look at this, okay, this is what I need to start with first. All right, fine, I'm going to pause every other thing. I'm going to stop every other thing for now. I'm going to be done with this. Then, okay, next, I need to get this done now. Then next, I need to get this done now. Okay, then next, I need to get this done. When it's coming too much with me again, I stop there and say, okay, fine, no, you go back. Now let me do this. I don't know if you're getting me. Am I making sense? Like, you need to understand how to arrange your work processes, how to make things make sense for you. Because you will not know this stuff coming out once. It's not going to come out once, but you have to understand that in within the frustration, you just need to start finding your problem. You need to find the problem. You need to find, what's the problem? Why am I stopping? Why am I pausing? Why am I overwhelmed? You need to understand that if you don't get the problem, you can never get an answer. You can never get a solution. So the problem is one of the key things. It's one of the key things you need to focus on. Understand why you're choked up, why you're overwhelmed, why you're taking a break, why you're taking a pause. And if you need to take a break, take it. If you need to stop and pause for the moment, pause. Look at the old stuff, look at the scenario together, and try to find the problem and solve it. Don't just sit and say, okay, fine, I'm tired and I'm gonna quit. Yeah, sometimes because of the so much frustration, so much overwhelming of the whole issue, it makes you feel like I should just quit. But that's not the problem. The problem is for you to stop, look around, where's the problem, take it, and look at it and say, okay, fine. I think I need to walk like this. I need to do like this. I need to do like that. So guys, I am so glad to be with you today. Seriously. And I want you guys to take more action in the new calendar series, because this is going to help you do more. You get, guys? Of course, you know I love you from Lagos to Nigeria to the world. Peace out. My name is Kenneth.